6. 6 Music. From 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC. That's who.
Bye. is a miracle that New York works at all. The whole thing is implausible. Every time the residents brush their teeth, millions of gallons of water must be drawn from the Catskills and the hills of Westchester. When a young man in Manhattan writes a letter to his girlfriend in Brooklyn, the love message gets blown to her through a pneumatic tube. Poofed. Just like that. The subterranean system of telephone cables, power lines, steam pipes, gas mains and sewer pipes is reason enough to abandon the island to the gods and weevils. That's E.B. White in a book called This Is New York. And it was written in 1949, that. It's something I'm fascinated by, which I've never really thought about before, but there's such a massive concentration of people on one island. And somebody told me that New York's considered the biggest man-made structure on Earth because so much of it is now man-made, as opposed to the original island that was here. So, yes, that's one of the themes of this week's programme. I'm Guy Garvey, this is my last programme from New York. You can normally hear jackhammers at all times of day and night, but it is 12:35, which means everyone's gone on their lunch. That is the strange thing about the city that never sleeps, or what was it that one of our listeners called it? The city that sleeps with the light on. There you go. 4:30 to 5 o'clock, you can't get a yellow cab because that's shift change. And the fact that they haven't staggered that everybody shift changes at 4:30, between 4:30 and 5, so it's impossible to get anywhere. It's kind of French, that, and it's sort of regimented, this is the way we do things, whether it's practical or not, kind of approach. But in all things, keeping the island together, keeping everybody patched and making sure all the infrastructure is working, you can normally hear jackhammers round the clock, just not at lunchtime. We're exploring that theme and the theme of building things up into the sky as well. So if you want to give it a title, this week's edition, my final from New York, is called Holes in the Ground, Homes in the Sky. But let's start way down in the hole, shall we? Happy Sunday, you lot. go.
That's Way Down in the Hole. That's the Blind Boys of Alabama, written, of course, by Tom Waits, and the theme tune to The Wire, which, if you're into your cop dramas, you really should check out. And there's someone having an argument on the telephone. I'm really glad they didn't swear, because you're not allowed to do that on the BBC. And Emma and I are about to go underground, talking about Way Down in the Hole. We're about to jump down onto the underground and get a train uptown. And it's a good job, because out here it is
hot.
It's hot. You won't believe how hot. Is it 80 degrees?
Yes.
And we've just went into a chemist, like an American Boots, if you like. A drugstore. God, I missed the opportunity to say drugstore. We went into a drugstore and got some Dulux One Coat for our English skin and plastered it all over each other in the foyer. Completely unself-consciously, weren't we, Madge?
You were blue for a while.
I was blue for a while, and then I realised I was stood near a UV light, which wasn't helping the situation. Anyway, enough about our skincare programme. This next tune, well, really fittingly, is Martha Reeves and the Vandellas and Heatwave.
Phew, hey!
What a scorcher. We're down on the subway station, getting the L to 8th Avenue to get uptown, see what we can see. That you just heard was Heatwave by Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. Last time I played that on the programme, it was for Duncan, the boiler repairman. I couldn't be in a more different locale. I mean, it was the depth of winter, and we were having our boiler fixed, whereas it's the heat of summer beating down on New York. The subway stations always remind me of Crocodile Dundee. Do you know what I'm talking about? The end of Crocodile Dundee. Such a touching cinema moment. Here's the train.
This is an 8th Avenue bound L train. On Monday, I welcomed the National back to BBC Radio 6 Music.
I think we were constantly trying to prove that we weren't depressing or weren't boring. This record kind of came out without us really thinking or worrying about what kind of band we were.
You can listen to my conversation with the band and hear them performing new material at the BBC Maida Vale Studios.
There was something about, I think, having kids do that put the whole band and everything in perspective where I think we realized that the band is not the most important thing in our lives. That released a lot of pressure off of it, and suddenly it was really fun to write songs in a different way, and it happened really fast.
Steve Lamacq with The National. Available now at the Six Music website.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Stands your orphan with his gun, crying like a fire in the sun. Look out, baby, the saints are coming through, and it's all over now. Baby blue, the highway is for gamblers. Better use your sense. Take what you have gathered from coincidence. The empty-handed painter from your streets drawing crazy patterns on your sheets. The sky too is falling in over you, and it's all over now, baby blue.
Train heading uptown, where we're going to have the best hot dog in the world. Go and visit the Natural History Museum if it's not too busy. See what other New York landmarks we can collect as we fly home tomorrow. That was It's All Over Now, Baby Blue. That was Them's version of the tune. Them, of course, featuring the voice of Van Morrison. Wow, that's noisy, eh? I didn't mean that girl you can hear on the train. But she's noisy as well. I don't know, some people like everyone to know what they're thinking about and talking about, don't they? This is 8th Avenue and I believe it's our stop. So I'm going to jump off the train while I tell you about the next song. So that was It's All Over Now, Baby Blue, written by Bob Dylan and performed by them, as I said. And this next tune was originally a song for Guy recommendation from our very own Peter Hardy. And I've been getting into it the last couple of days. It's Aphrodite's Child, Greece's most famous prog rock group, featuring Demis Roussos and Vangelis. And for Peter, all the way from the subway on New York, here is The Four Horsemen.
That's Hairspray, so that was a good, like, end of his life. Has to be a lot of it.
You gotta be kidding me.
Beginning to a musical success story. Henry Juggy Murray, a black kid raised in Hell's Kitchen, worked in real estate in 50s New York. But he was bored and was casting around for a change of career when his friend Tommy Smalls, aka DJ Dr. Jive, suggested he started a record label. Unperturbed by his complete lack of musical background, Murray decided he had nothing to lose, set up the label, and named it after his mother and daughter. Sue Records was born. Murray's achievements were remarkable for several reasons, not least the fact that Sue was one of the first, most successful African-American record labels, years before Stax and Motown were even thought of. He worked hard to pull together the very best musicians and frequently hopped on planes to promote records across the US. But more than that, he became a skilled producer, responsible for 90% of the recordings, which included massive hits by Ike and Tina Turner, the Soul Sisters, and the wonderful Baby Washington. Listening to That's How Heartaches Are Made, it's easy to see why her rich, expressive voice was such an influence on Dusty Springfield, who cited Washington as a favourite, and prompted Murray to declare that he'd rather record her than eat. But it's also a brilliant example of his production prowess and proof of his influence on New York soul. Not bad for a bored realtor. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
There we go. So that was Baby Washington, and That's How Heartaches Are Made. I'm now on the fourth floor of the American Natural History Museum in New York. Mrs. Banch has just checked. She just stuck her head around a doorway to make sure we're in the right place. I want to see some dinosaur bones. Did you hear the frequency of that child's scream? Incredible, isn't it? God, that's natural history right there. Wow. Okay, I've just walked in and there's bones everywhere. There's also some massive plaster cast herring gulls. I'll find out why in a minute. And amazing, I'm stood in front of the skeleton of a T-Rex. I come up to its knee at full height.
Awesome,
and right next to us is that A Diplodocus? Do they still call them that?
Sauropod.
It's a what?
A sauropod or a sauropod, probably.
Right. Wow. It's big. It's got a long neck. God, it's incredible. They really were big. I'd say it's longer than a double-decker bus and about the same height. They're just in relaxed posture. And apparently this collection is one of the best in the world, apparently. Manchester's pretty good as well, I believe. But yeah, so dinosaur bones. I haven't got anything particularly fitting to play. I'm going to go and have an explorer and a tinker while you listen to, Holt by Mercury Rev. I suppose that is kind of fitting. All of these things were found in the ground. And that is supposed to be the theme of this week's show, although, as ever, I'm getting off the point and it's morphing into something else. So while I go and check out some more Jurassic action, you have a listen to Holes by Mercury Rev. They always get you in the gift shop. You think you're clever by paying $10 less to get in, and then they get you in the gift shop.
Always make me cry.
So just as you're leaving the American Museum of Natural History, there is a bit of a Diplodocus. This is maybe why I thought they had one here. The first bone ever found by the American Museum of Natural History is the pelvis bone of a Diplodocus longus that was discovered in 1897 in Como Bluff, or at Como Bluff, Wyoming, and collected by H.F. Osborne and B. Brown. And there's a picture as well. The rest of the Diplodocus was not found, though. Walter Granger, he says in the picture, excavating the dinosaur Diplodocus, or Diplodocus, if you like. Fantastic. We're going to go and get something to eat now. But while we do, I want you to listen to, let me look at my little list. Oh yeah, Dusty. We can't mention Dusty Springfield and not play a song by her. And Baby Washington, by the Beckopedia, was referred to as having influenced Dusty Springfield. And I know that Pete Jobson, probably in the bath, he usually is when he listens to this programme, loves this one by her. Here's Breakfast in Bed. I'm going to go and get a dog. In fact, Emma said that before. Then we can go and eat a dog in the park. Yeah. Sounds a bit dark, doesn't it?
You've been crying, your face is a maze. Come in, baby, you can dry the tears of my dress.
Hello, I'm Mark Riley. Now, some people say I spend too much time listening to music for my programme.
Hello, Mark. It's Jim here from Django Django. Look, when am I going to catch up for this bike there? I'm trying to get in touch with you for the past 6 months.
Well, I don't think that's true. You can never listen to too much music.
Hello, Mark. Bowie here. Are you there?
I could be accused of being somewhat antisocial.
Hey, Mark. That's your phone. Elvis Bastion. Remember me? You know, there's more to life than music. Golf.
But that's what you gotta do if you wanna find the next Django Django.
Hello, Mark. Bowie here again. I'll try again next week.
I don't know. Why don't you just go for a drink with Lou Reed?
This is Mark Riley.
You can enjoy the fruits of my labour Monday to Thursday, 7 till 9 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
He's a space nut, you know. Hello, Guy. I really enjoyed listening to the recordings of your journey on the train out to Coney Island on the show. And it was so funny to hear Mrs. Badger pull you up about your comments about the fact that girls don't like trains. I love trains, I have to confess. My dad took me to see one of the very last operational steam trains at Preston Station when I was just a very young girl. And I remember it as this giant black primal machine billowing smoke and steam and making this awesome cacophony of noise. And I've also been lucky enough to make a few trips on the bullet trains out in Japan too when I've been DJing out there. And they are these amazing, sleek, white machines that run at 200 miles an hour. And they're so reliable. You can literally set the second hand of your watch to them. I'll always remember the conductors too. They wear the most beautiful, immaculate uniforms and they just bow to every carriage. So here is a song about trains for you and Emma Jane. This is Elvis with Mystery Train. Lots of love, Guy.
Well, that long black train got my baby and gone. Train, train, coming round, round the bend. Train, train, coming round, round the bend. Well, it took my baby, but it never will again. No, not again. Train, train, coming down, down the line. Train, train, coming down the line. Well, it's bringing my baby. Cause she's my own, my, she's my own, my.
Elvis and Mystery Train, thanks very much for the message, Marianne, and I'll post you one before I leave New York. This next tune's by Noi and it's called Easy, and I love it. Thank you.
Mantra Luna. Mantra Luna.
Above. It's Guy Garvey.
I lost my heart under the bridge to that little girl. So much to me, and now I moan, and now I holler. She'll never know just what I found. That blue-eyed girl.
Wonderful. That was very fittingly, of course, PJ Harvey and Down by the Water. I am by the water's edge in Central Park, looking around. There's people with cameras. There's people with, everybody's got their limbs out. It's absolutely sweltering hot. I'm glad I put on my Dulux One coat earlier on. Quite amusingly, on the other side of the lake from where I'm standing right now, there's a huge rock. And nearly everything you see in Central Park, you recognise from a movie. And it certainly seems familiar to me. Everybody's on the rock, almost like behaving like emperor penguins. The rock is very much in the lake. There's loads of people on the rock. And I think maybe just because I've been in the Natural History Museum, I'm aware of how similar to the rest of the animal kingdom people are, and watching them behave like animals there is quite funny. So yes, I am down by the water. And then, as I said before, surrounded by trees in the middle of Central Park. And then outside the ring of the trees, I can see the new financial building going up. I can see stuff from the 20s, stuff from the 40s, all kinds of buildings springing up all around New York. Still being built, New York. And the theme of this week's show is holes in the ground, homes in the sky. So I talked right at the beginning of the show about the ganglia that's visible when you dig up the road in New York, and about how the people who keep piecing the city together, keep like patching drains and patching gas pipes and fixing old electrics, it's a constant 24-hour thing. And the fragility of the place is what I'm trying to get across to you, as well as being mighty and impressive. And when you think of a city, especially in the Western world, you think of New York as the archetypal city. I've also, this trip, become aware of just how fragile it is as well. It's round the clock being patched up and held together. And I love it. So yes, from holes in the ground to homes in the sky, it is of course famous for its visible infrastructure, which are its towers. And here by Bon Iver right now is Towers. I think I'm going to get a drink. I sound a little dry. I think you'll agree.
This is not all we want. When you're up for it, baby.
Now then. New York in 1947 was a challenging place to be a musician or a club owner. It seemed that big swing orchestras were folding every other week, but there was a huge diverse population out there. So what was it that they wanted, if not sober foxtrots and waltzes? Hailing from Spanish Harlem, bandleader Mikito thought he knew the answer. Although his band was perfectly capable of playing the American standards of the day, he was itching to bring his Afro-Cuban sound to a wider audience. So when he landed a regular gig at the newly opened Palladium Ballroom on 53rd and Broadway, he wasted little time in persuading the owner to put together a bill of all Latin music, albeit on a Sunday afternoon. Thanks to vigorous publicity by legendary promoter Federico Pagani, they arrived at the venue that first Sunday to queues around the block. But what had them coming back for more, helping to make the Palladium the home of Latin dance music, was Mikito's irresistible combination of infectious rhythms, winding melodies, plentiful percussion, and tight clusters of brass. It was a sound that would dominate ballrooms and nightclubs for the next 10 years and lay the foundations for the Mambo Revolution that followed. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Sopa de Piction by Mikito, and that was, of course, our wonderful Beccapedia sorting that out for us. Isn't she wonderful? Fantastic creature. Okay, so this next tune was chosen by my friend Peter Hale. I hooked up with him. Peter is the drummer in Here We Go Magic, who Elbow toured with a few months ago, and he reminded me of this tune from Scott Walker. In fact, he sent me it. It's a wonderful song. It's called Duchess. Lots of love to Peter and to the rest of the band, but particularly Pete for taking me out, showing me a good time in South Williamsburg yesterday. You lovely man. Here's Scott Walker and Duchess.
It's your bicycle bells and your Rembrandt swells, your children alive and still breathing, and your look of lost when you're coming across makes me feel like a thief when you're bleeding. Duchess, Duchess, light up your candles for me. Duchess, Duchess, put all your love back in me. I come listening, I touch, touching with the Persian sea running through your veins. You shed your names with the seasons, still they all return with their last remains, and they lay them before you like reasons. With your shimmering dress that says no, that says yes, that says I've nothing left for concealing. It's your shiftless flesh and your old girl's grace. It's your young girl's face that I'm breathing. Duchess, Duchess, light up your candles for me. Duchess, 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 put all the love back in me. I'm lying. She is crying.
For Peter Hale, the drummer, with the wonderful Here We Go Magic, that was Scott Walker and Duchess. Still in Central Park, just hanging around, watching the boating lake and everybody passing by. I'm attracting a bit of attention, actually, with my microphone and my headphones. I'm going to get busted in a minute, I interrupted. So let me quickly lead you into the next tune. The second half of the show is dedicated to New York's towering buildings, and this is The Tower of Learning by the very lovely Rufus Wainwright.
I'm looking for the Tower of Learning. I'm looking for the copious prize. I saw it in your eyes, what I'm looking for. I saw it in your eyes, what I'm looking for. Mm-hmm.
So on the shore of the boating lake in the middle of Central Park again. That was Tower of Learning by Rufus Wainwright. And something I've become aware of, and you might be able to get these in the UK, but I've only just become aware of them since I've been in the US, is a series of books called 33 and a Third. They're kind of accompaniments to Classic Island, Classic Islands, Freudian slip, classic albums. And yeah, they're just, they seem to be picked by the guy that edits the whole. That's some guys singing on the boat in lake. There's only one of them actually putting his back into that singing. Quite disappointing. Yeah, four blokes in a boat. I wonder what they do for a living. You know where that's going, don't you? Forget it. Yeah, so this 33 and a Third series. I bought quite a few of them to take home as presents, little gifts, little music-related gifts for the band. I will have given them out by the time this is broadcast, so I don't mind telling you that I got what I got them for their presents. So it's a good series. Go and have a look at it. The one on Joni Mitchell's... I forgot which one it is. Oh, it's Court and Spark. Of course it is. The one on Court and Spark by Joni Mitchell, the book is by Sean Nelson. And it's a really good read. He talks about the fact that his mother used to love listening to Joni Mitchell in Los Angeles when he was a kid. And he remembers vividly the first time he heard anybody sing along to the radio. And it was his mother. And yeah, it's a very touching little image he starts the book with. So the series is called 33 and a Third. The albums that they've chosen to do books about are really high quality. It's a really good series. Very, very... very, very six music, if you know what I mean. Anyway, here is Joni with People's Parties from Court and Spark. And, yeah, here we go. Joni Mitchell's People's Parties from Court and Spark. This next tune's by Bowerbirds. It came up on my Walkman when I was wandering around New York the other day. And it was the first tune I heard by them, I think. I really love it. Fantastic band with a fantastic band name that I'm a little envious of, actually. If you don't know what a Bowerbird is, you should Google it. They are fascinating creatures. I think perhaps the cleverest in all of the bird world. The song's called In Our Talons, and it seems quite fitting to play this, having come from the Natural History Museum, because it's all about what we're doing to the planet.
One, two, three. James Blake on BBC Radio 6 Music.
I know, you better pick me up.
On Giles Peterson. This is James Blake on Giles' show. All right, Giles.
All right, mate.
La, 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 la. You got something coming through there? Sorry. Taking out the pat. Can you bring the gain down on the vocals?
In the hub and sampling with James Blake.
Cool. Should we give Retrograde a go?
Yes. Listen to James Blake live in session and in conversation with me, Giles Peterson. It's available now at the Six Music website.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on Six Music.
So, from the splendour of Central Park to the depression-inducing greyness of JFK Terminal 4 Airport. I remember seeing Will Smith, there you go, it's 5:30 in the morning. I meant Will Self. I don't think either of them would be flattered by that. I saw him talking about airport design, and I remember him saying that he thought it was deliberately made boring so people didn't get overexcited about the fact that they were just about to step on to essentially a rocket. And when you think about it, it's incredible that we take it for granted, but I am about to get on an intercontinental ballistic missile which will land effortlessly in London in, well, some hours' time. Me and Mrs. Badger, after Central Park yesterday, went and did a few more things, a few more touristy bits, more of that later on. But yeah, then we saw our friends, got 2 hours sleep, because we had to be up at 3 o'clock in order to come to this place. She's gone looking for bits and bobs for family and friends, and I'm feeling generally nostalgic about my time in New York. So yeah, what's the next song? Let me wander back over to my computer. I stepped away from the gate because passengers are trying to sleep. Oh yeah, a little clue as to how we rounded off our day of tourism yesterday with this next number from the wonderful Leonard Cohen.
My friends are gone and my hair is grey. I ache in the places where I used to play, and I'm crazy for love, but I'm not coming home. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song. I said to Hank Williams, how lonely does it get? Hank Williams hasn't answered yet, but I hear him coughing all night long. Oh, 100 floors above me in the Tower of Song. Sorry, baby, doesn't look like me at all. I'm standing by the window where the light is strong. Ah, they don't let a woman kill you, not in the Tower of Song. This you may be sure. The rich have got their channels in the bedrooms of the poor, and there's a mighty judgment coming, but I may be wrong. You see, I hear these funny voices in the Tower of Song. I see you standing on the other side. I don't know how the river got so wide. I loved you, baby, way back when. And all the bridges are burning that we might have crossed, but I feel so close to everything that we lost. We'll never have to lose it again. Now I bid you farewell, I don't know when I'll be back. They're moving us tomorrow to that tower down the track, but you'll be hearing from me, baby, long after I'm gone. I'll be speaking to you sweetly from a window in the Tower of Song.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do
still in the airport. Good Lord. That was Tower of Song, of course, by Leonard Cohen. Almost went to see Leonard Cohen on Sunday, but one reason or another couldn't do it, which is a shame. I've not seen him live since he played Glastonbury. But I'm going to try and fix that in the next 12 months. And let's stay with the Towers theme, as that is one of the main themes of this week's programme. Let's move on to this tune by Neil Halstead. It's called Witless or Wise, and it mentions tenements in it, in a really touching lyric, very sad but very touching lyric. One of them ones I wish I'd written. Tenements fell from the skies when love lights fell from your eyes. Oh, we all know that feeling, don't we? Oh, looks like they're starting to set up the gate to our flight. How exciting. I get to get on a plane for 8 hours. You're listening to Neil Halstead, and I'll speak to you from wherever else I get 5 minutes to pick up my equipment. A really cruel item on the news, actually, in this TV lounge, about a woman from Toronto who thought she'd won $4 million and then checked her ticket a bit more thoroughly and it was $40. And there's pictures of her jumping for joy and then pictures of her being very upset. A little bit cruel, isn't it? Still, it's cheered up the airport lounge.
Sturdy and bright, a giver of life, are you witless or wise? Government warning, this lover may bore you, tattooed to my back. Tenements fell from the skies, when love lights fell from your eyes. Flags flying high, weary patient may rise. Chasing the cars down around my beloved show, memory too far. It's lost in your eyes, not caught between thighs. Should we ask for the bill? Never to get to the edge, the jump on my life carried on. Flags flying high, weary patient may rise up.
See if you can guess where I am now. Aha! Hello. How are you, Jocelyn? Absolutely indifferent to our return. It's the following morning, while you were listening to Neil Halstead's beautiful Witless or Wise, we've travelled 3,333 miles via jet plane, travelling at an altitude of etc, etc. And yeah, back home. I've not had much sleep, neither's Mrs. Badger. I'd say maybe 4 or 5 hours or something, but it feels all right. And while I'm talking to you, I'm just looking, and we've got one of those little statuettes of the Statue of Liberty sat on the mantelpiece in the dining room. It's quite cute. And Jocelyn the cat, we returned, you know, I don't know what we were expecting, to jump up and hug us like the lion in that YouTube clip with the two lovely boys in the flares. But no, complete indifference until the fridge was opened. But she's been watching the fort. So, nice to be home. I want to go and see the rest of Elbow today and discuss the work we've been doing transatlantically and deliver this very radio show to the BBC in Salford so they can stitch it together and try and make some sense of its international craziness. Let me just have a little look here at the next tune. I forgot what I was going to play. Oh, yeah, this is a nice one. M Ward's version of David Bowie's Let's Dance. I'm dedicating this song, or this version of this song, to our mate Jimmy, who has worked with Bowie for lots and lots of years. He's our new mate, who we met through our friend Alex when we were out in the States. A very lovely man who I'm very pleased to make his acquaintance. And, this one's dedicated to him. Welcome home. I don't know if you can hear, I'm in my really ugly slippers. But it feels good.
Life is all. powerless way. You could look into my eyes. Let's wait under the moonlight, the serious moonlight. And if you say run, I'll run with you. And if you say hi, we'll hide. Because my love for you would break my heart in two. If you should fall into my arms and tremble like flowers. If you should fall into my arms and tremble like flowers. If you should fall into my arms and tremble like flowers.
Ah, so there we go. M Ward and Let's Dance. Beautiful.
Mantra Luna. Mantra Luna.
Mistaken.
over. You don't need to tell me. Hope you're with someone who makes you feel safe in your sleeping tonight. I won't kill myself trying to stay in your life. I got no distance left to run. When you see me, please turn your back and walk away. I don't wanna see you, 'cause I know the dreams that you keep is where we meet. And when you're coming down, think of me. I got no distance left to run.
That's all we've got time for this week. Thank you for following me to New York and back. Yes, thank you, Jocelyn. Thank you for minding the gaff while we're away. Fearsome creature that you are. Something I may not have noticed, may not have mentioned about Jocelyn in the past is that she's actually an adult Bengal tiger. And I'll be riding her to the studio to see the boys in about an hour's time. But yeah, fearsome. Hear her roar. There you go. So that's all we have time for. I'm beginning to regret, actually, that I didn't finish this five-week stint in a more exotic locale. I should have introduced the final song somewhere a bit more exotic, somewhere a bit more relevant. If only the magic of radio could transport us 3,333 miles and 48 hours. Abra? Kadabra. I'm at the very top of the Empire State Building, looking down at the river in the sunshine. You can hear the steady hum of traffic. Sounds like an aircon unit though, so you wouldn't call it grey radio, but it's beautiful up here, really clear skies. There's the Chrysler Building. What are these bridges here, Badge?
That's the Williamsburg, the grey one.
Okay, done that.
And beyond that is the Brooklyn Bridge.
Been on that one too. Hey, wonderful. So yeah, the view's spectacular up here. Blazing sunshine, the Empire State Building shadow cast over the neighbourhood next to it. And you can see 360 in every direction. Really, truly beautiful and the perfect place to wrap up our expedition to New York. So it's goodbye from Mrs. Badger.
Cheerio.
We've both been britting it up for 5.5 weeks, so it's going to be difficult to shake it. It's goodbye from me. Thanks to everybody who looked after us in New York, to Dan, to Alma, to Errol, to our Alex, and of course to Jimmy and to Phil and everybody, and to Zach, of course. Thank you for looking after us. Thanks to everyone back in Salford who's made the programme at that end. Thank you very much for your patience and your kindness. We're going to finish off where we started with Moondog. We can see his hood from here. And once again, from the top of the Empire State Building, I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you...
10, 9, 8, 7, 7,
happy new week. Take it away, Moondog. Night, Mum.
Introducing Mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
Well, all right.
Ready on the left, ready on the right. Turn up that sound, because it's round about midnight, and this crowd of people is Culture Clash Radio. Once again, crossing time, space and genres with a kaleidoscope of sounds that tonight will include Graham, She and Him, Ruts DC, James White and the Contortions, Chick Chick Chick, King Tubby, Theo and the Get Down Stay Down, and Bombino. All that and plenty more coming up in the first hour. In the second, I'll be taking it down a notch with a more chilled selection, but until we get to that, an old favourite I haven't rinsed in quite a while, Cockatee, Home Tea and Shabaranks, Pirate's Anthem.
People's Station, and the system, BTI, love them, because we love them. Them a call us pirates. Them a call us illegal broadcasters. DTI try stop us, but they can't.
One station it gonna run England. Two station it gonna run England. Three station it gonna praise the nation. Everybody want me listen to the pay station. Advertise a stage show and make you dance all around. Never take the equipment and I put it in a van. If them broke down one, we make five more strong.
Down in England, we've got lots of radio stations.
Analyze.
Playing the people music night and day. Yeah, yeah.
Reggae, calypso, hip hop or disco. The latest sound today is what we. If them turn it off, we are gonna turn it on back. If them broke it down, we are gonna build it on back. If them take where we record, then we get fresh back. Now me love this station and me love them to a man. We release and dump it and all boom shot. BTI are fine, but them can't stop that.
Pirates, illegal broadcasters. Just because we play what the people want,
them are call us pirates. Them a call us
illegal broadcasters.
BTI try stop us, but they can't.
Oh no, they can't.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You see, one station it gonna run England. Two station it gonna run England. Three station it gonna run the nation. That's why everybody listen to the free station. To advertise a dance and ram your session. If a music you want to get them new brand. Action station, me say for everyone. If them broke down one, we build five more strong.
They're passing laws, they're planning legislation. Trying their best to keep the music down.
No, 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 no.
Them a call us pirates. Them a call us illegal.
If you want to hear a tune, that is new.
All I know.
La leyenda.